As residents in South Central Alaska clean up damage from last week's earthquake, government officials have one major request: take notes. That was one key message at a special assembly meeting today, addressing how individuals should be submitting claims to state and federal officials in the weeks ahead. The state has already received 1,800 applications for relief. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Recouping losses from homes and property in the wake of a disaster involves multiple steps with insurance companies as well as state and federal relief agencies. For now, Mike Sutton with Alaska's Division of Homeland Security says the state is trying to gather damage assessments from residents.
The individual assistance program, in our estimation, is the most important, taking care of people, making sure people that don't have a home that's livable have options, and we begin to implement our programs and lend assistance to them.
The state wants people with damage to their homes and what's deemed essential personal property to call a hotline or file claims online. That includes descriptions of the damage, the address affected, as well as insurance and personal information. Evidence like before and after photos of impacted areas is helpful. As the state begins getting a picture of damage at the residential level, it will give an aggregated assessment to the governor, who will then pass it on to federal officials with FEMA. But between now and January 29th, Sam Walton with the state's Disaster Assistance Program says the priority is getting resources to people who've been driven from their homes.
Our priority is to work with applications that we see for folks that have houses, homes, primary residences that are severely damaged and unlivable in their opinion. Folks that just had things broken, those applications are in the system, and we will get to those as we can.
It's not clear yet how many people in Anchorage or the Valley have homes the earthquake rendered unlivable. But one of them is Ayu Kasatuk, who's lived in her West Anchorage house for more than a decade.
My home is leaning outward and buckled in the middle. In the case of another major event, it's very possible that my home would crumple.
That determination was made by building inspectors, who told Kasatuk it was unsafe for her to stay there. She packed a bag, gathered important items, and is now sorting out how to file her claims through insurance and government programs. She says it was helpful to hear from state and federal relief agencies in the assembly's forum, but knows it's only the beginning of a long process. Residents are encouraged to submit their individual assistance claims online at ready.alaska.gov. We'll have links to that, as well as the assistance hotline on our website. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,